Welcome, everybody, to an extra salty edition of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. It's episode 745. Gentlemen, how are you?
Probably going to pass out from all the salt I ate on those fries you just had.
I was a little salty, man. Hopefully we'll get to it. We're going to try to get through all this news really quick. Breakman, how are you doing, man?
I'm all right. I'm here.
All right. Let's go ahead and get started.
I'd rather be watching Andor, but I'm here.
You're watching what?
I'd rather be watching Andor, but I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I'd rather be nowhere else but here.
That reminds me, this isn't related to Star Wars, but like the secret invasion starts next week.
I thought you were going to say something like, I'd rather be masturbating than here, but I'm here, you know, type thing, break, you know, so something like that.
I can do that and be here.
Oh, God, don't let me know that. That's a bad visual, break, man. How dare you? All right, you're exiled, by the way. Check out a song called Frejolero by Molotov, Scotoma says. I'll check it out, man, for sure. Let him finish. I know, man. That should be the name of this show. Let me finish. All right, let's get started with news. We're basically doing headlines only. We got tons of. I want to get to some stuff. We were having a great conversation.
RPG news.
Oh my God, break, man! You're exiled again. You son of a bitch. Holy shit!
All right, Eric. A big freaks record.
Eric, he might, man. He's gunning for Freak's record, man. I'm telling you. All right.
Like, per year.
I know. All right, Eric, let's go, man.
I can't tell if the show is working.
I know. Anyways, Metaphor Refantazo to launch for PlayStation 5 for Steam, in addition to the Xbox platforms. No Switch version, because it's a next-gen title.
Yeah, of course.
But, basically, this is what Project ReFantasy was, and then they just gave it a name finally. And they kept the ReFantasy part by making it Italian instead.
I guess. Okay. All right. Anything else, Eric?
It's coming out next year at some point.
Okay. Break.
It was live from. I hope this is the right article. Did I grab the right one? Double check here before I start reading it out loud. Because
I
don't want to.
I wish I could tell you, but I'm having a. I think I know what's going.
I think I confirmed it. Come to us live from RPG site. Retro style JRPG Alterium Shift launches on July 6th via Steam Early Access. So I guess this is PC only then.
Probably. I mean,
I have one more article, but I don't have like a news article for it because.
Oh my God, Eric.
I just want to mention it. It's really easy to mention, but I'll pull it up when I get to it.
Yeah. All right. This looks actually pretty good, break. But you know, coming to us live, Scotoma says. Oh man,
Jesus Christ! The only reason I don't have it in here already is because I haven't seen an article posted on any website about it yet.
Well, okay, that is weird.
It's been a week.
All right, Eric, we got tons to go. Next story coming to us from RPGsite.net. As soon as my computer decides to work, I tried working on my computer this week. I think the problem was I was getting close to the, you know, filling up the hard drive, so I had to delete a lot of stuff. On a Mac, I don't know how to, what do you call it? I don't even know what I'm trying to say. On Windows, you can, like, do something with your hard drive to...
defrag,
yeah. You can't really. It's different on a Mac. I don't know how to do that, but whatever.
Defrag it or something.
Just do a Google search and type "how do you defrag on a Mac."
Yeah, but it's not defragging. It's a different process, and it's.
I know.
You just
type the search and they'll tell you what it actually is.
I know, Eric. I know.
How do I clean my dirty Mac processor?
Okay, next one comes to us from RPG Site. Might and Magic Clash of Heroes Definitive Edition launches on July 20th for PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Blade Prince Academy is an anime-inspired tactical RPG to release for PC. publisher Fire Squid Games and developer Angel Core. Release window is not currently announced. They apparently say it's got elements of both. What was that one? Okay, Hades and some other game.
I mean, it looks okay for a tactical game. It's got a really nice art style. I like. Yeah, I have like 20 tabs open. Yeah. I know. How do you see? Oh, you see that on the screen? Well, I mean, if we didn't have 20 fucking stories this week, break. How dare you?
I don't know if this is where we're going. I like to have a
the
couple
only reason there's right so much now. Stories is because there was the Microsoft showcase and there was a Capcom showcase. All right. And then there was a couple other showcases.
Anything else on this?
June is the whole month is basically video game month now.
I know.
It's gone. It's
I like know.
Whenever the companies announce their stuff,
it's gonna be crazy. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
No, that's right.
All right, Breakman.
Coming to us live from RPG site. Nexomon.
They can handle it, Breakman. How dare you, son of a bitch! You're exiled.
Nexomon 3 announced for PC. Nexomon coming to. There you go. That's Yeah.
I'm sure it'll come to consoles because the other two are on consoles.
All right. Anything else on that?
No release date. Just an announcement.
Okay.
Yeah, they made the shift to 3D. That's interesting.
Oh, we're in the 21st century now. 3D. Holy shit! What's next?
Yeah, and it looks like they're taking a lot of inspiration from Pokemon, the most recent Pokemon, Scarlet and Violet, specifically.
All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Rhythm Adventure RPG Everhood 2 announced for the Nintendo Switch and PC. And if my computer wasn't so slow, I'd show you video. Well, at least the people that are here or listening on the archives on YouTube could see it, or Twitch. Yeah, there we go. Looks cool. Looks retro, you know, retro aesthetic.
I never played Everhood.
Yeah. I mean, it looks
cool.
I don't
even think I heard of it until now.
Looks like it has elements of, what's that one game, Undertale, and the other rhythm-based game. Sort of looks like Guitar Hero in its aesthetic. So, All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is Dungeons of Hinterberg.
Skodoma's exiled, you son of a bitch.
Action-adventure RPG Dungeons of Hinterberg announced for Xbox Series S and X and PC.
Right.
This was a part of the showcase. Anyways, it's got social elements, so I'm guessing they're like taking a page out of Persona a bit, maybe. Maybe more like Rune Factory, though, based on what I've seen. But
it's got a really clean art style. I like it. It's just, it's so, like, there's no, it's a no frills art
style.
It kind of
looks like Adventure Time as a
game. Yeah. Sort of like that. I could see that, Eric. That's a good analogy for sure. All right, what else? Anything else on this?
No.
All right. Not really. Breakman.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Bloomtown, A Different Story is a narrative turn-based pixel art RPG set to release in 2024 for consoles and PC. It just says consoles. I don't see which consoles. I'm assuming it means every console then. It doesn't look like it's graphically intense or anything, so the Switch could probably play this just fine.
Yeah, don't say that, but...
Because one developer's named A Different Sense, but this is my new favorite developer name, Lazy Bear Games.
I think you said that before. We've had Lazy Bear Games as a
Drop Bear Bites.
Drop Bear Bites. That's what it was, man.
The demo of that game is on Steam. I should check it out.
Ooh,
and we should do another interview soon.
Drop Bear Bites. It was like a Diablo style game, wasn't it? What the hell was it called?
Broken Roads was the name of the game.
Yeah. Broken Roads. Yeah. It looked really good. We should have those guys back on, man.
I think they're getting close to launch on that, aren't they?
Yeah, it's got a demo. Skodoma says, playing Mortal Kombat has a new meaning with the ending move saying finish him. It would be like a character named Fluffer. Fluffer wins. Finish him. Fatality.
Well, what about a character named Yiffer?
Yiffer. Oh, man. Who did this story?
Noel would really love those fights.
Did you do this story, Break? So it's my turn?
Yep.
Okay. as soon as the article comes up from RPGSide.net, Xbox Game Studios and Stoic announced co-op action RPG Towerbone, or I'm sorry, Towerborn. I like Towerbone better. That sounds better. For Xbox Series XS, Xbox One, and PC, because of course.
Is that Pornstar name?
I know. Have we heard of Stoic before? It sounds like a developer I've heard of before. They did another game, I think.
You're asking a lot for me to remember.
I know, it's way too much to remember. All right, Eric, no video on this one because, you know, reasons. Next story.
Next story is In Exile and Xbox Games Studio are announcing a game that's got some BioShock influence called Clockwork Revolution.
Yeah.
These are the guys that made Wasteland 3, by the way.
Made what?
Wasteland 3.
Oh, I got you. Those are some pretty good developers. In Exile is a good developer. So this.
Since it's called Clockwork Revolution, there's going to be some timey-wimey nonsense going on.
Yeah. All right.
And you're set in a steampunk era like situation.
Okay, cool. All right. Breakman, next story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty DLC release date confirmed for September 2023.
Did they fix the main game yet?
Oh, they did. They're going to do a major core gameplay change, which apparently is going to bring the game up to the level which it should have been in the first place.
Oh, good. Only, what, 2 years later?
So the game's actually finally relaunching.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad, because that game had a lot of promise.
And apparently, according to some people, Phantom Liberty is going to be the story they wanted to do originally. So it's going to actually have some actual cyberpunk influences rather than just being window dressing.
Yeah. Well, good. I mean, I'm glad. I mean, the first game took a lot of flack, rightfully so.
Because Phantom Liberty's story is about you trying to get a bomb out of your head. Remember Shadowrun, anybody?
Yeah, Shadowrun. Yeah, for sure. I'm looking at the...
wasn't that kind of the plot of Johnny Mnemonic?
Yeah, Johnny Mnemonic had that Reeves. Plot. Yeah. There was another movie like that. I don't know if it was in the head, but there was a bomb in... was it John Wick?
I don't think Johnny had a bomb in his head. He basically had a countdown to his brain being wiped.
Yeah, well, I mean, pretty much the same thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, he basically would have died at that point.
I'm rooting
like a.
I'm rooting. Yeah, I'm rooting for Cyberpunk 2077 to become the next Witcher, because Witcher 3 now universally is thought of as one of the greatest games of all time, and I think this has potential too. I mean, I played a little bit of it, and I had all the glitchiness, and I was like, that's enough for me. I'm not playing a game that's not ready. But when they, you know, and I got it really cheap. I think I got it for $10, like shortly after its release, because it was such a disaster. But I bought it knowing that they were going to fix it, and it sounds like they're coming close to that.
I just think it's funny that they said Cyberpunk would release when it's ready, and they just released it.
They just released it. I mean, this expansion looks really great. Let's just call a spade a spade.
Would learn because they all take financial hits from releasing them when they're not ready.
But here's the thing:
they should have just found something else to do, like really a small project to make money to pay the bills to keep the lights on, instead of just pushing out a game to push out.
I
feel like they did the same thing with Redfall. Like, there's going to be a new major DLC for it, and they keep talking about supporting this game, but you've already killed it by releasing it before it was ready.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've killed it, because Witcher 3 did very, very well.
Maybe not with Cyber, but I think Redfall. Like, I don't.
Redfall might be one that is just killed because they like you said.
I'll be out playing that one by myself.
I want to play Redfall. But
Exo Primal, on the other hand, looks like a finished game that just won't last because it's a live services type of deal.
Yeah. Scotoma says
live service games don't survive.
Scotoma says I'm upset they stopped making the Witcher episodes. Oh no, they're coming back. Scotoma, season 3 is coming, and then season 4 is going to feature a different Geralt, but that's okay. I mean,
Cavill is great. Planning a season 5 too.
Yeah, there's. I mean, don't worry. There'll be more in the Witcher universe.
It's not okay. Like he should be back.
The guy that Fields, got Hemsworth is fine.
Amazing. I don't know. I mean, from what I heard, like he's hard to work with on set. So
well, I mean,
maybe someone who's not a gigantic asshole make for a better show.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, give it a shot. It's going to be fine, I think.
Man. Yeah, but I've heard stuff like that about Bruce Willis, and everything Bruce Willis touches is gold, right?
Yeah, well, you know.
I think that's despite him, though.
He's like, you know, big-time celebrity.
I think that's despite him.
Look, the other guy is not quite as big a star as Cavill, but he's pretty good. The Hemsworth brother, I mean, he's fine.
I think he's probably bigger because he's Thor.
No, this is his brother.
Hemsworth. Oh, it's Liam Hemsworth?
Yeah, Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, okay.
All right, next story comes to us from RPGSide.net. Ease-inspired 3D action RPG Angeline Era announced for PC. And there's the announcement, and I have no idea what type of game this looks like because the video won't play. But I'm sure it has... Oh, it's a... Wow, it looks like a RPG Maker Nintendo 64 game. So there you go.
They said it was Ease-inspired.
That does not sound fun in any way.
I know.
They said it was Ease-inspired. So this looks like an Ease game if an Ease game was made on the N64.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. I just saw a little bit of video because they did that thing where they don't want you to see it because, you know, how dare you not go directly.
No, they don't want you to see it because it's fucking ugly as fuck.
No, this game looks like an Ease game if it remained on the PlayStation. Not that it's
a Skodma board. Said he already ordered the expansion for Cyberpunk. Good, Skodma.
But then upscaled to be ported to the 64 later for the Dreamcast.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is... I mean, it might be fun, but it's got an art style. It's required taste for sure.
That's just ugly. I don't know.
I think it's ugly too, dude.
Right, it just looks like it's muddled. The graphics look muddled.
Yeah.
Hermit and Pig. Adventure RPG Hermit and Pig, yes.
And this is even worse aesthetically, but probably way funner.
I don't know. It gives me, like, Contact vibes for some reason.
Hmm. Okay.
Contact vibes?
Like there was a Contact game on DS called Contact that wasn't exactly graphically pleasing.
So not that horrible movie with Jodie Foster?
Oh, God. That movie was terrible.
That was a terrible movie.
Hated that movie.
But it's also got, like... Mother 3 style combat aesthetic too.
Yeah. That looks fun. I mean, this game looks like very rudimentary, but very fun. So, cool. Alright. Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Pixel art farming life sim RPG Fields of Mystria announced for PC. There you go.
Yeah.
It's a really cutesy looking...
It features farm, fish, mind, and craft your way to revitalizing a town and get to know over 30 villagers and follow their stories.
They're basically trying to recapture Stardew Valley.
Hey, Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five?
And I mean that specifically because it does not look like a Story of Seasons game.
I actually agree with Skodema. Cyberpunk has a lot of potential, but look, it's like what we talked about a few weeks ago. Like, finish your game, man. Take time with it, and then finish it. If it has bugs, we understand. Like, I found a bug in Breath of the Wild, if you can believe it. I mean, it happens, you know? But
well, in games like the open-world games, you're always going to find bugs. I don't care how much playtesting you do.
Yeah.
There's always going to be bugs.
All right, was that yours, Break? Or no, I think that was Eric's. Go ahead. Break, next story, please.
I think there's a exploit you can do in Breath of the Wild that involves you going into photo mode and basically unleashing bees on Lynels or whatever, like, and then they'll just kill the Lynel for you while you're in photo mode.
I had a run-in with the Lynel, and let's not talk about that right now. it didn't go very well. So
there's an easy way to kill Lynels, especially in Tears of Kingdom. They make it easy.
I'm learning with the Guardians, though. I'm having less problems with the Guardians because I'm using my shield against them, and that works pretty fucking
good.
That's
good, yeah.
Yeah.
If you use a shield against the Lynel, they'll tear your shield.
Oh, God. You got to learn how to parry the Lynels for sure, and I'm not good enough. Yeah,
parry them, absolutely. And like Eric said before, like that technique where you attack them with a bow from above.
Yeah, hit them in the head and then ride their back and slash at them for a couple hits.
Yeah, you could do that. I saw that.
What's an ability that lets you like fly up in air?
Oh yeah, I don't have that yet.
There's Gale in the original.
Yeah.
I don't.
You have so many more options for launching yourself with the air in Tears of the Kingdom. It's not funny.
Yeah, I don't.
Like you could fuse a springboard to your shield, and then shield surf, and then you'll jump in the air.
Is it?
You can do that with bombs.
I saw that, Eric, and you can also do
the rocket shield.
You can also do this.
That's amazing.
You know what my funnest thing to do in that game is put on the Bokoblin hat, go in the middle of them, and just let them lead them off.
You could probably bomb shield surf in Breath of the Wild, but you have to set up the remote bomb beforehand.
But I like putting on the Bokoblin hat and going in the middle of a bunch of them, like in a skull, one of those huge skulls or whatever, leading them out, and then just using one of those big swords and just kill them all in one shot, man. It's pretty fun, man. Or like what Brake said, just go up above and just throw a bunch of bombs or arrows or whatever. And
I like the bombs because they'll scatter them and all the question marks pop up.
Yeah,
and I
don't know what the hell just happened?
Also, in Tears of the Kingdom, there's this material called Muddle Buds, and you could throw it at an enemy, and then they'll be confused and attack the other enemy.
I beat one of the Hinoxes just by throwing bombs at it. It was glorious. I was like, this is the best thing ever. But now I figured out how to just sneak up on them and kick their ass.
The bombs in Breath of the Wild are really weak and compared to Tears of the Kingdom, because Tears of the Kingdoms are limited, so that's the trade-off. They're much more powerful, but also much more destructive, because their explosion rate is much bigger, and the damage they do to you if you get hit by them hurts a lot.
Yeah,
infinite bombs. I have a lot of fun with infinite bombs.
Yeah. Okay. Who's
if you fought against the desert monster? Yeah, I forget what it's called.
Oh, the one that's in
air on the sand to make them chase after it. Then they'll jump up the air, plant a bomb beforehand, and then boom.
Oh, I did that one good.
I'd let them eat the bomb and blow it up in their stomach. It works every time.
Yeah, I did that. I threw a bomb, let that one go off. They started coming my way. I got up on one of the pillars, then I threw another bomb, the Mulagas, I think is what they're called. And then you throw another bomb, and then he eats the bomb, you detonate it, and then you wail on it, and then you repeat the process till you kill it. Yep.
I think the Modogas are just a variation of the Dodongos.
All right, who's next? Is it me, or who? I lost count.
I'll do it.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
Musical pixel art turn-based RPG Fretless. Basically another rhythm-based turn-based combat game. But this one looks kind of fun.
This one looks fun, and this is the type of art style I don't mind. It's the same type of thing they did with Blasphemous, a pixel art style. But you could tell they put a lot of work into it. So there you go. All right, anything else on this, Eric?
It kind of reminds me of the Sword and Sorcery's art style, that minimalist art style.
I could see that. Yeah.
But the next story.
No. You did this one, Eric. It's Brake's turn.
Oh dang! I thought he was going to do all of them at this point.
No, I was going to mention who is it.
Comes to us live from RPG Site. Narrative-driven racing RPG Resistor announced for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series, Nintendo Switch, and PC.
Yeah. Another racing game. Yay.
It says narrative driven, though, so I'm wondering how much racing is going to be in this game.
I don't know. I was trying to look at the trailer, but...
So battles are basically races, and all the story stuff's in between?
I guess. I don't know what this shit is. I'm looking at it.
I'm not the biggest fan of racing games, unless you can blow the opponent up.
I like stuff like what is it? Need for Speed and Breakout was a lot of, or wasn't it Burnout? Burnout was a lot of fun.
Burnout.
I know Burnout was a lot of fucking fun. Yeah. What was I thinking? Breakout. Maybe I was thinking of that stupid Atari Breakout game or whatever. But this is a. This looks okay, but it's...
Arkanoid is so much better than Breakout.
Arkanoid is fun, but Breakout's really fun too, man. I always talk about, shitty games that I had fun with, and one of them is Breakout. The other one is Pac-Man for the 2600. Man, me and my mom used to play that a lot, man. It's one of the worst games ever, but one of my favorite memories is playing with my mom Pac-Man. It was a lot of fun.
Speaking of that, you know, that just reminds me of like playing fishing derby with my parents.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you have those memories and shit.
Stupidest fucking game, but we sat there and played it for hours.
Well, you know what game me and my dad used to play is Duck Hunt for hours. I mean, he loved that game, man. If I could find
you know what I'd like? Another fishing RPG.
I would. That'd be fun. Freak says work has a survey for us. Most of it is statements, and we have to say how much we agree or disagree with it. But the last question. Excuse me, the last question asked what we would change to make the place better. I'm going to say the management.
expect to get fired.
Yeah, well, no, I bet you it's anonymous, which is a good thing because, you know. I think it's my turn, I guess, at this point. Space-based farming sim, One Lonely Outpost, launches for Steam Early Access on Frank Branch's Day, June 26th. So there you go.
Another Stardew Valley clone.
Yeah.
The assignments in space.
Right. I mean, it looks cool. I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, some people will have fun. And maybe it'll surprise us. I don't know. All right. Last story, Eric. Oh, no. Second to last story, Eric.
Yeah. Turn-based volleyball RPG Beastie Ball announced for PC.
Turn-based volleyball?
Which is unlimited. Shikaria Colorful Tale.
What? Is this like that soccer RPG?
If there were furries, yes.
Okay.
I got a more important question. Do the Beastie Boys have any involvement in this?
Is there any sabotage going on?
Never mind. I don't care.
Yeah. Hold on. Is there any sabotage going on? It's a sabotage! Anyways. Right.
I just hope that you could wipe out your competition like you could with Super Spike Volleyball.
Oh my god. I remember that. This looks fun. I mean, it's a quirky volleyball RPG, just what it says, man. All right. Yeah, management almost clear across the board sucks in most companies. Bernie's company aside, she's a great GM. All right, break. Last story, dude.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, announced for PS5, Xbox Series, Scissors, Xbox One, PS4, Switch, PC, and Luna. What the fuck is Luna?
Luna is Amazon's gaming device.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically like the Stadia. It's cloud-based.
Yep, and it's going to fail just like the Stadia. So
is that out?
Not as far as I know.
No.
Yeah.
Luna? What the fuck?
I know.
No, the Luna is out. Yeah.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Holy shit, I didn't know that. What is it?
I think the Luna's been around since last year.
Hold on.
You probably talked about it and I forgot.
I just love how my Mac is just acting so good right now. It's awesome.
I want to play this Lost Crown game.
It does.
I want a Metroidvania Prince of Persia game.
Yeah, this looks good. I mean, this is mostly just CG right now. Do they get into gameplay at all?
You can see a bit of gameplay in the trailer, and yeah, this game's got some Metroid Dread inspired visuals and stuff going on.
It looks okay. I mean, I wouldn't mind.
They clearly took a page out of that and Castlevania, Lords of Shadow, whatever that one for the 3DS was called.
Oh yeah, I see.
Fear of Fate, I think it was called.
I see what you're saying, Eric. Okay, all right. That's the news. Thankfully, we're through.
I think it's weird that like the story is you're playing as a random soldier who has to find the prince because they've been kidnapped and the princess is missing apparently.
Yeah. All right, homie discounts. Is this updated here, Eric, or is this from last week? The PS Plus Extra game catalog.
No, this is the game catalog is new. This is
okay.
The stuff you get if you have the extra or premium.
All right, quickly go through it, Eric, because
for this month the additions are. We already did the essentials last week, I'm just going to cover plus and extra. Hat in Time for the PS4, Carto for the PS4, DC League of Super Pets for the PS4 and 5. Deus Ex Mankind Divided for the PS4, Dodgeball Academia for PS4, LX2 for PS4 and 5, Far Cry 6, PS4 and 5, Forager for the PS4, 100 Days Wine Making Simulator for the PS4 and 5, Inscription for the PS4 and 5, Killing Floor for the PS4, Lonely Mountains Downhill for the PS4, MX vs. ATV Legends PS4 and 5, My Friend Peppa Pig for the PS4 and PS5. and Paw Patrol.
Scotoma's Exiled.
Rogue Legacy 2 were the same. And I think that's actually the launch date for the console version of Rogue Legacy 2. I could be wrong on that. But it might already be out. But Redout 2 for the PS4 and 5. Soulstice for the PS5. And Tacoma for the PS4. Talos Principle for the PS4. Thief for the PS4. Teenage Mutant Ninja Scrolls Shredder's Revenge for the PS4 and 5. Vampire the Masquerade. Coteries of New York for the PS4. And The Wild at Heart for the PS4.
That's pretty strong.
The premium subscription. This is the tier that you have to pay for PS1 and PSP games.
This is crazy.
Not worth it.
It's not worth it at all.
The other way around.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if they thought about things, they would do it that way. But they can't because look, they only added.
They need to get rid of the premium tier. Just make the extra tier.
Yeah, I agree, and just add everything in the extra tier. You know, but whatever. Herc's Adventures, Worms,
keep
and
the price of the extra tier.
Killzone Liberation. Game. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, Herc's love that game.
But like these games are also going to be available for individual purchase. You don't even need to subscribe to that. If you
yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Alright.
So yeah, I'm buying Herc's Adventures. Yeah. Worms and Killzone Liberation.
Yeah. That's it. Let me see if I think Freak may have sent in a break man question, but let me just check. I think it might have been for last week, but let me just check. Yep, it was for last week. So let's move on to what we've been playing.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Unless somebody sent you something on Twitter, Break, which I doubt, because it's only Freak.
Well, I've been on lockdown for.
Oh, you have still.
Wow. Well, people could still message me. Nobody messaged me anyway.
I did today, Break Man. I did today. I included RP Grinders in my tweet today. You know. All right. So, what have you been playing, Break?
You asked me right when I picked up the water bottle.
Of course. Okay. I want you to choke on that water, you know?
Let me see here. I've been playing Rogue Stormers, more of that. It takes a while to level up your characters and stuff like that. So it's like I've said, mindless fun. You just want to sit back on a couch. It's two joysticks and two, like, the right and right trigger and left trigger. It's easy to play. So mm-hmm. it's really just... Like I said, most of them. What else am I playing? I haven't played Borderlands this week because the guy I'm playing with hasn't been on this week, so I'm like that. What else did I play? I played something else. I
can't Civ 6.
No. Well, I played a little on my Switch. There's a little on my Switch, but there's some... Oh, that's right. Red... What the fuck's the name of the game? Redfall?
Redfall, yeah. The game that everybody hates unfairly, well, probably.
I heard they had some updates on it, and I went to play it, and they haven't done the updates yet.
Oh.
So.
They're coming.
Yeah, they're coming. They're not there yet, but...
All right. Cool. Anything else, Break?
No, that's it.
All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
A game I still can't talk about, mainly, and a little bit of Octopath Traveler in between, like... The last hour and a half or so of day I have before I have to start my next day of work.
Scotoma's Exiled, like, son of a bitch.
I got through this section in the game I can't talk about. I'm going to put it down and then play this for like an hour and a half.
Breakman is exiled. All right, I'm sorry, Eric, what else?
That's all I've been playing.
All right. I've been playing Breath of the Wild. I got two of the Divine Beasts down. So I have to work on two. You're
like booking through this game.
I'm kicking ass, dude. I'm about probably. I probably have. I don't know how many shrines there are, but I'm going through them.
I think it's scary how the game doesn't let you know how long you've been playing.
I think I have about 90 shrines.
Plowing through that game.
Yeah, I know, but I'm afraid of Hyrule Castle, dude. Like, I went in there, and I got freaked out. I thought I was going to be locked into the end game just by going mm-hmm. in there, but I tried it, and I just totally freaked out. I'm like, ooh, I got to get the fuck out of here.
You only get locked into it if you run into Ganon.
Yeah, I'm not interested in end game, so I'm leaving Hyrule Castle.
You can run away from most of those fights anyway.
I think it's the Hyrule Shield is in the basement. In the dungeon.
Okay.
There's like other entrances.
The Hylian Shield, which is too good to use because once it breaks, you're never getting it back.
Yeah, I know.
Because it comes in a chest. It's not like one of the other.
I think
there are armor ratings or block rating 70 shields that you can get though that kind of make up for it.
Freak 5 is exiled. Son of a bitch. Scotum is exiled too. Sons of bitches.
Because the 70 strength.
How dare you laugh, Breakman?
Respawn after every blood moon. All the weapons.
LOL. You son of a
There's
bitch.
There's a lot of good weapons in the Hyrule Castle.
Yeah. What else? So I've been doing a lot in Breath of the Wild. I maxed out my stamina, which I went for stamina first. I took you guys' advice. And then now I'm like 8. I have like 18 hearts, I think. So I'm working on it. I still got to find all the shrines and then do the two other divine beasts, and then I'll be done with the Breath of the Wild.
The DLC actually adds like I think 8 more shrines, so you can get 2 more heart pieces.
That's yeah, I do.
Balance out the fact that you don't get all hearts if you go for stamina.
I haven't done any. I think there was one side quest that was added because I bought the DLC because I thought it was worthy. That game is just phenomenal in almost every aspect. I mean it. I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm bordering on giving that game a 10 out of 10, but there's a couple little nitpicky things I have to decide whether or not they're worth docking it for, but it is a phenomenal game. It's incredible. Let's just put it that way. I'll once I finish it, which is a topic we've been meaning to get to on Grinders, and maybe we'll get to it today. You know, do you have to finish a game to review it? And I definitely want to talk about that. Freak 5 says, my supervisor has told a story about one of the guys he met on Grindr. He later found out that there may have been a teen boy locked in his basement while my supervisor was in the house. Ooh, that's scary, dude. That's really scary. All right. Let's move on to reviews. Hold on. Ah, come on, just work.
RP Grinders, reviews.
How dare you break that? He's plowing through it like it's his favorite porn make.
I played like this relaxed, chilled version. It took me like 2 years to play.
No, I'm actually taking my time with it, break.
They don't make those anymore, do they?
What?
Porn magazines?
Yeah, they do. I mean, you could still get a subscription to Hustler or Playboy or whatever, you know. My supervisor didn't appreciate it when I said that kid was probably listening to you have sex. Gross, Freak 5. Yeah, you are definitely sick. All right. Breakman, do you have a review?
I'm in the middle of watching Ander. I think I watched something else this week, and I can't remember what it was, so not really.
All right. Eric, nothing?
I haven't even watched Beavis and Butthead this week.
I haven't either. I wanted to watch it.
I didn't watch anything.
All right, Freak Five said last episode was awesome. So
like I could have seen The Flash, but no, I'm not paying the Warner Brothers money to see it in the theater.
I know. I'm the same way, dude. It looks really, really good, but I'm just gonna wait on Flash. I decided.
I've seen the reviews are all over the place. Like some
it's more like it's less that I don't want to give.
Yeah.
It's less that I don't want to give WB money. It's more that I don't want to give Ezra Miller money.
I know. You don't want to support Ezra Miller. I'm the same way, dude. Like you know.
Same guy should be in jail.
Yeah. I mean, well, two-tiered... Yeah,
I didn't like him before he was not popular. Honestly.
I agree. Two-tiered justice system. I mean, we talk about that, too. I have a review of a movie called Renfield with Nicolas Cage and Ian Holt. Oh,
it's on Vudu now?
No, it's on not Vudu. Well, yeah, you can get it on Vudu if you want, but it's on Max. Oh, no, it's on Peacock. I'm sorry, it's on Peacock.
Oh, okay, so I don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for it. It's good.
I mean, I do have to pay for a subscription to Peacock for a month.
I kind of wish.
And there are a couple other movies I want to watch on there, so yeah.
I kind of wish people would have paid for Renfield. It didn't do great at the box office, but I kind of wish.
Didn't because, find the time.
Well, I know. Hold on, Eric. Yeah. Let me finish with my review, dude. It plays out sort of like a buddy cop movie eventually, and I think it's a really super fun movie and an underrated one, and I'm kind of ashamed that I didn't go see it at the theater. I had a chance to see it at the theater and I decided against it, but it was a really fun time. I think Renfield is going to be looked at kindly in the years to come when we look back at just fun horror comedy type movies. Renfield definitely fits the bill. It's not up there with something like Tucker and Dale or, you know, some of the other, like maybe American Werewolf in London and that style, but it's surprisingly effective. It is extremely gory, which I did not expect, and a lot of fun. And the Asian lady that plays the cop is fantastic in it. And it's very surprising. It's the most surprising movie of the year so far for me.
I give Awkwafina because...
Okay. I give Renfield an 8.5 out of 10. I highly recommend watching it. It's on Peacock right now, so check it out.
Like, I didn't see it in theaters because it was at the time a bunch of other movies were coming out. Yeah. I saw only about half of those because I think it was like the peak of allergy season, and I just felt like crap, and I didn't want to drive all the way to the theater to see a movie like Renfield. No. When I knew it was going to be streaming like months later anyway.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Brakeman, your Stinko of the Week.
I got a few. I was crying about Civ 6 because Game Pass took it off.
What?
Yeah, I was in the middle of a game.
That sucks so bad, dude. That's the one issue with Game Pass. You never know what's going to be taken out of there, you know?
Except for the first party games.
There's one game left?
Civ 6.
Oh. Yeah, I don't even remember reading anything about it leaving. Nobody talked about the games that were leaving.
I didn't see anything about leaving either, but I went to play it and it was just not there. And I looked in the store and it's not there. And I'm like,
darn it.
Yeah, the other big...
I gotta buy it. Meh.
I know, meh, I gotta buy a game, meh.
At full price, because they never have sales.
I mean, I've got it on the Switch. I can just keep playing my Switch version on the phone.
Oh yeah, how fun that is.
Is there like safe transfer for that game?
What?
Can you say transfer your save files to and from platforms?
No, of course not.
No. I know some games do that with PC, but like between different consoles.
I'm sure not.
I could do it like on Xbox and the console, but there's no way I could do it between like Nintendo and the
console. No. Or Sony, yeah. They don't play good together most times, man. Mm-hmm. It's weird. All right.
And the big difference between the two, though, is the load times on the Switch are killing me.
Welcome to it, Brakeman. Welcome to it.
I wonder how well the Switch version on an emulator on the Steam Deck would run versus just playing the PC version. Would it be about the same?
I don't know. I won't even take a guess because I just don't know. Anyway, my next stinko goes to my air conditioner's been broken all freaking week.
Oh my god, dude. And it's been hot there?
Well, see, lucky for me with the climate the way it is, it hasn't actually been hot this week.
Yeah.
So, even though it's summer and it should be hot, I've been kind of fortunate that it isn't hot enough.
You would think it's fucking Seattle here, which is my stink. I'm assuming you're done with yours, Brakeman, or do you have
another? Because I have one really... I guess two really big ones. Because the one has to do with the mass shootings in Ohio, and in less than a month we've had 6.
Yeah.
And over the weekend we had 2. Just in instances of any, you know, just...
Yeah.
We had a guy who lined up his children and executed them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I don't know what to say about that.
I don't know either. Jesus.
I can't think of anything much more disturbing than that.
It's pretty disturbing, dude. I mean, what else can you say? This guy,
he went outside, sat on his front porch, and waited for the police to show up. Turned himself in peacefully.
Wow, peacefully. he didn't give himself the same out that he gave those kids, man. Crazy, you know. Wow.
Yeah. The horrible shootings, and they've increased obviously since the gun laws keep deregulating gun laws in Ohio. Gun violence is increasing, more people are dying.
Yeah. I mean, I talk about it all the time. I'm a huge proponent of the Second Amendment, but I'm also a proponent for for reasonable restrictions on people with mental issues and, you know, stuff like that.
It's going to be easier in Ohio to get a gun than it will be to get, like,
porn. Abortions. Like a porn magazine, man.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, well, this state's long cracked down on stuff. Like, for instance, there's no strip clubs in Cincinnati. There used to be one, like, right outside.
There's no
the city,
strip clubs in Cincinnati?
Nope, they got all chased out.
I don't think I'll be visiting Cincinnati anytime
soon.
Well,
you can just go right outside the city. There's tons of them. Out there, the Covington and stuff. But just saying, like, the state did it, really. Like, yeah. They've done a lot of, like, chasing away. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, speaking of them, the evils of the state politicians, we were talking a little bit about homelessness earlier before the episode, which is kind of interesting because one of the things that they are talking about, that they're actually in the process of doing, is cutting the support, federal support, and tax money towards things like affordable housing.
Yeah, and that's ridiculous. I'm... Look, we spend... I was talking with a good friend of mine...
But they're redirecting that money towards tax cuts, which we know benefit the most the rich.
They always benefit the rich, man. Like the corporations and the millionaires and the billionaires always get the benefits, and they have some temporary benefits for everybody else, just like what they did with our federal tax money. They gave us, like... They sunsetted our you know, like remember they were giving everybody like $1,400 and $600, and they sunsetted that real quick, but the corporations, you know, got more and more bailouts and more money. Yep. It's like why give corporations the bailouts? I mean, free markets, right? We're supposed to be a free market economy. And if people can sink or, you know, swim, then they get to stay pertinent. And if they don't, they you know, get the fuck out of the water, you know. I mean, but that's not how it is with banks. And for some reason, we bail out banks. And then the thought process is, oh, well, our economy will crash if we let Wells Fargo go under. No, it wouldn't. People would just bank at some other fucking bank.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I'm sick of, like, not letting banks collapse. Like, they're... I'm sick of hearing, like, the what did Obama call them? Too big to fail.
Yes, and that's ridiculous. Too big. Like, Ford was another one. I wouldn't give two flying fucks if Ford fucking went under. Right? Oh, it would hurt our economy so bad. So fucking what? Then people will buy
people
fucking
go to
Chevys.
Bank, and that bank becomes the big bank. Becomes too
that's
big
what's
to
supposed
fail.
To be in capitalism.
That's exactly the point of...
I kind of, like, I don't always say, like, blame capitalism itself. It's unregulated capitalism is the problem. Like,
no, I mean, yeah, I agree.
Regulations in place, like, we've had so many deregulations on the front.
Yeah, I mean, well, under both, I mean,
under, you know, a lot of them.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You can go to any presidency, and the deregulation is there. I don't think everything...
Look what Biden did with that, was it the railroad union?
Yep. They fucking
he went
busted.
In there and he busted that up.
Yep.
He sided with the railroad.
Well, the same thing with that pipeline. You know, the oil pipeline to Alaska. He allowed that. Like, I mean, these people are unscrupulous. It's all about money. The most money that they could possibly make. You know, and it's like it's so disgusting because we're already on the road to better alternatives, right? With hybrid cars and electric cars, and pretty soon, hopefully, solar cars. So we're not tied to the electric grid, where, you know, we can be independent from everybody, including our own government. When you don't have to fucking pay the government for your energy, like a solar paneled fucking car, can you imagine? I mean, Toyota's on the road to doing that right now. The Prius that I want has an option to put solar panels in to take care of all your interior needs, so you don't waste battery on your car. You know, it's fucking crazy. Yep. They didn't save the Saturn car company. You know why? They were making cars too good. Well, Saturn's kind of sucked in general.
I give you a side eye at that.
Yeah, Saturns aren't the great, but I agree, Skodama. They didn't save them because Saturn wasn't a big time player, right? They weren't like a Ford or a Chevy or a Toyota or Subaru.
And they're owned by GM.
Yeah, and they're owned by GM, you know.
And so, they,
I got a bit of a discount.
They were used at the time, like, I think is kind of a tax write-off getting rid of them.
Yeah, they didn't care. I mean, shit, they did make decent cards. I'm not going to say they were all garbage. They weren't Kias. Kias are the worst.
Yeah, I had a Saturn Ion. It was just problem after problem.
Yeah, I know. It's like Kias, man. Kias have problem after fucking problem. All right. Eric, you said
I still got Stinkos.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Back to these.
I don't have a Stinko, but I do have a homing discount.
Okay, hold on. Let Breakman finish.
So let me see. They're also cutting assistance programs to new mothers in the state where they're forcing women to be new mothers against their will.
Wait a minute. What now? Yeah, you broke up on my end.
The Republican leadership of this country, the dictatorship, the Nazi Party. Are cutting one of the programs for assistance to new mothers.
Oh, well,
in a state they're forcing women to be mothers.
Well, get ready, Breakman, because
it's just point out the hypocrisy. And the last one I have is once again they're breaking law. Like I said, they broke the gerrymandering constitutional law. They broke their own law with having an August election. They made this law back in January, and they're breaking it already.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're breaking the law about the Supreme Court, the Ohio Supreme Court, which is mostly Republican, said that, hey, your language is vague. You need to fix it for this, which they're trying to get the trying to change to a supermajority over majority. We talked about that last week. But they're intentionally making the language vague, and it was ruled that they got to change the language. They just said, no, we're not doing it.
Yeah. All right.
And, like, nobody holds them accountable. Nobody does anything. They just get away with it. Again.
Yeah. Freak 5 and Skonum are in league together, apparently, and they're both exiled, you son of a bitches. Okay. Anything else, Breakman?
No. Just I'm sick of this group of politicians who's not doing the will of the people of the state and are blatantly breaking the laws.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not going to change because since we have a two-party system, it's either a Democrat or a Republican.
Interesting thing about like the whole gerrymandering law. We passed the gerrymandering law in Ohio because the Democrats were gerrymandering the fuck out of the state.
Right.
It started out because the Democrats were doing it, and we passed the laws to do it. So the Republican Party that was like championing this law, they get in power and they suddenly just start breaking it too.
Yeah,
you know. It doesn't matter with either party. They're both a bunch of criminals.
They are. I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's sick. It's gross. And I think it was even Ben Franklin that said the two-party system is going to be the death of the nation. You know, so it sucks, man. I mean, having two parties really blows. And we're conditioned to believe that we either have to be a Democrat or a Republican, and that's the only way things can work, you know. Are we back now? We should be back. I lost connection. Can somebody type in chat, see if we're back, one of you guys, while I'm dealing with some stuff here?
Your video feed says live.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Break. We did lose connection for a second there, Skotama. We should be back. Refresh. Okay.
Well, was it when Frank was talking or when I was talking? Because if it's Frank, we just move on.
How dare you, Breakman? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. I think it was when I was talking, but
I
whatever.
Said I had a homie discount.
Okay, what's your homie discount, Eric?
You can get Tales of Vesperia Definitive Edition either on the Switch eShop or Xbox Live for... about $8.
That's a really good deal.
$8 on the eShop and $7.50 on Xbox Live.
Good deal all around there. Pick that up. It's a great game. So,
also, there's a massive sale on the Switch eShop.
Ooh, I'll have to check it out.
Various other websites. But here's the eShop deal specifically for Fire Emblem Three Houses Expansion Pass for... under $18.
That's not bad either. Skotama says
that normally like $25.
Skotama says I got a double Sweeto. All right, let's hear it, Skotama. We'll be moving on to Sweetos here in a second. Eric, you didn't have a Stinko, did you?
No.
All right, mine is it's day 152 billion of rain here in Denver. I mean Seattle East here. It's crazy. Every day rain. I don't understand it.
You're stealing ours, because it's rained once in the last month here.
Wow. Okay. All right, let's move on to...
Rain. Did you do like a... What do they call those? Rain dances? Did you do a rain dance to steal our ship, Frank?
Jesus, man. I wished I did.
Wait, did you use that thing from One Piece to steal our rain?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on to happier thoughts, guys. Hold on.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, you guys do your sweetos while I go use the restroom. I'll be back.
Well, mine's the same sweeto as last week. Trump was indicted. Now officially, he was officially arrested this week, and just brings a smile to my face. Like watching his family, his wife's avoiding him, his daughter's changing her name. There's no loyalty among thieves.
I haven't watched this show yet. But my sweeto is that Primal's getting renewed for season 3.
What's getting renewed?
Primal.
Final? Oh, Primal. Oh, awesome. That's cool. I thought you were saying final. I'm like, final? Final what? Final Fantasy?
No.
Yeah, that's cool. Nice. I like Primal. I don't know what I'm going to go with the story. I'd kind of like them to do a new story instead of continuing.
But,
that's just my opinion.
Also, UPS employees represented by the Teamsters Union have voted to authorize a nationwide strike. So fuck them, UPS, for fucking over its employees.
Mm. Oh, and I
hope the strike successful.
Another sweetos, there's the Venture Brothers movie's done, and they'll be coming out soon. It's awesome. Mm. Excited. They finally get to wrap up the story when they were unceremoniously screwed by the Cartoon Network. I'm just saying.
Mine also is that former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson deliberately misled lawbreakers over breaches of his own COVID-19 lockdown rules, a parliamentary committee has found. So they voted that he was guilty of that. So, wah, wah. Boris Johnson, by the way, is basically the UK's version of Trump, even right down to the golden hair he has. Although, unlike Trump, does not have a wig. It's actual hair.
Oh, gross.
What?
What we say in Cincinnati is we're dropping the browns off at the pool, you know, because if it's brown, flush it down.
Freak. No, I thought that was Freak that said that. Jeez. Scotum was the one that said.
Yeah, that was Scotum, yeah. If it's brown, flush it down.
But, I thought we had lost the connection for a minute because I didn't hear anything for like a solid 5 seconds. But I don't really have any other sweetos. Nothing really aggravated me.
That one too. We don't say it like that. We don't celebrate the Browns here. He's just taking the Browns to the Super Bowl is what I've heard. Well, no, but the Browns aren't going to the Super Bowl. Let's be honest here.
That's more like constipation to me. Right.
That's right. I'm taking more shots at the Browns.
All right. What are we doing?
I'm taking shots at the Cleveland Browns. I don't know what else.
What happened with the Browns? They suck still?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Apparently, cool. You took them to the pool, is what I heard. you had to flush them down.
Flush them. I'm pretty much doing that, Scotoma. And note to self, never eat biscuits and gravy again. So there you go. All right.
Eat gravy and then not biscuits and you'll be fine.
Oh, God, probably. Jesus. I'll probably die of a heart attack if I did that, though.
Biscuits and gravy sounds delicious.
It was good, but damn, I'm paying for it now, I'll tell you. All right.
Really bad for your colon.
Yeah, that's true. It really is. But what isn't, you know? All right. Did you do your sweetos break?
Yeah.
All right. Eric, did you do yours?
I did mine. The one I had on here was from last week.
Oh, I got you. Mine is the Nuggets won the NBA championship, so I feel pretty good about myself. I've been waiting for a long time. And how dare you, Freak 5? Of course I washed my hands, you son of a bitch. Exiled. Yes, 47 years in the league, and they finally won their first title, so I'm super happy. I used to watch, as a kid, I used to watch them on a 13-inch black and white TV past my bedtime. And you know, used to have a little mono headphone listening to the Nuggets. So I've been a lifelong fan. It was a ton of fun to see them win, and there you go. How dare you, Breakman? How dare you, son of a bitch? No, it's a good feeling when your team wins a championship, you know. Freak 5 says, I picked up an order from a Lebanese restaurant this week, and the food smelled amazing. So, of course, man, he had to...
What is it about Illinois? Like, Ohio is just a cultural wasteland compared to Illinois, I guess, because I couldn't find a Lebanese restaurant if I tried.
Yeah, well, I mean, Denver's pretty cool. We have a lot of diverse restaurants.
Cincinnati, you could find the kind of food here. I've just never had it.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many different types of restaurants. I've just never, like, tried.
You know,
I think there's a Mongolian restaurant near Columbus. And that's
Bernie and I took a flight.
It's the most exotic restaurant I've seen around here.
I had never been to an Indian restaurant ever, and I was thoroughly impressed, man. I mean, go outside of your comfort zone sometimes, and you'll be surprised, man. There's a lot of great food out there. I'm not saying everything is great around the world. I've had some, you know, what people consider great food, and I wasn't so into it, but, you know. Pretty good. I like Indian food, man.
Have better look finding an Indian place.
All right, let's continue on with the free for all. All right, Breakman, start us off with the tournament round 3 most annoying video game character.
Oh yeah, this is going to be hard now because we're coming down to the wire, and these characters are all fucking annoying. They all suck. We have Baby Shitbag from Yoshi's Island or Super Mario World 2.
Which is that Baby Mario?
Oh, I'm sorry. Baby Mario. Yeah, yeah.
Because I think all the baby characters are shitbags, honestly.
That's true.
That's literal, too. They probably shit their bag.
God, I never thought of it that way, but yes, it's true. So Baby Shitbag versus the Medusa Head, the notorious fucking Medusa Head.
Yeah.
She wasn't just awful in one game, she was awful in many games.
Yes.
And like, how many Castlevanias was she in? Like, the 2D scrolling ones? She shows up in all the Castlevania, not just regular Castlevania, but the Metroidvania type games.
Yes.
Which does not go away.
Yeah, I mean, way too many. One is too many appearances for that.
At least they're less annoying than the Metroidvania ones.
So what are you going to pick, Eric? Because you get to start.
Baby Shitbag, because they're responsible for all the baby nonsense in Mario.
I you know what? I have to agree with you. I hate that baby so goddamn much. Is the... See, my cat's annoyed when I do that. Right, Sonic? Sonic was annoyed by that. She's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, what's wrong with
you? So, what are you want to make it unanimous?
Before I get to that, let me read Scotum's comment. Me and my kids went to and tried a new breakfast place for his graduation and seen one of his friends from school there. We also seen him at our church, so it was funny to run into him again while out. The food was great, too. I know. Life is full of coinkydinkies like that, Scotum. It's really weird sometimes. I'm glad you had a good time, man. Try something different, man. It always tends to work out for somebody. You know, somebody always have a good time. Freak says, when the show is done, you need to watch yesterday's episode of B&B. The second story is great, especially the end. I wanted to watch it right before the show. It just didn't work out. Yes, it's a trifecta. Baby Shitbag wins.
Okay, awesome. Next, right. We have, Snow versus the other baby shitbag. Oh, wait a minute. They didn't move on. A surprise upset.
Yeah.
Patch has moved on last week. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So, baby shitbag is going up against, well, not yet, but he'll be going up against the winner of this category. Snow versus Patches. Eric started last one. I'm going to start this one because I don't think there's any way for me to control my hatred for Snow.
Patches. I'm voting for Patches. Such a fucking fucker.
For Snow, he's evil. Well, we know Eric, so Frank, you're a tiebreaker.
I think I'm going to tend to agree with Eric on this one. I know your hatred for Snow is very warranted.
But if you played enough Dark Souls, you'd probably agree.
At
least I don't have to say his name again.
Yeah, exactly. Patches is... dude, there's one. What was it? I think it was Demon Souls, where you're overlooking like a pit, and he pushes you in that pit. He's such a fucking dirtbag, man. He's such an asshole. Patches is...
When I'm playing Blood War or anything, I do it on purpose just because I want the items.
Yeah.
But I hate the fact that it happened to me.
I know. It's like it. Such a betrayal, man. It's, fuck. Yeah, I agree with you, Brake, man. But you guys suck. You didn't vote for Lightning, so fuck you both. All right, let's move on. What do we got?
Next, we have the Rabbids, which are infecting Mario games left and right, versus this guy, who I think is the worst Castlevania enemy of all time. I think he's worse than Medusa Head, the original Flea Man. What a pain in the fucking ass that guy was. And especially the ones that were being dropped by birds and they're just trying to run. And there's like a train of them behind you coming at you. Just bouncing. No, don't stop. Run. I think I went first. This is yours, Frank.
I'm going with Flea Man. The Rabbids, they're annoying, but at least they're semi-cute, I guess. So I'm gonna go with Flea Man.
Eric?
I'm going to vote for Flea Man, too. Welcome.
I have to go. Yeah. I have to agree with you guys. Flea Man's a little dickhead. I'm going to call him Dick Man because he's a
Dick Man.
Next, we have I call them the Turds, which are the birds in Ninja Gaiden, the original. And actually, you know what?
That would make it worse is if they actually did shit on you.
I wouldn't tempt them. They might put that in the next one. And they're really... They suck. Okay, so moving on to the next one. They're going up against Tingle. We all know Tingle. His little spin. But... I leave Eric starting this one.
I'm voting for the birds for Ninja Gaiden. Fuck them birds.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. The birds are fucking worse. Especially the one on, like, if it's a fifth level, I think. You're doing good. Like, you've got to the fifth level. You're marching along. Like, I'm getting close to the end. I got to beat this boss, maybe two more levels, and I'm there.
Yeah.
Oh, but I can't get past this hole because there's one little fucking enemy that won't let me get
past. Scotum is exiled, you son of a bitch. Scotum is exiled.
So, Frank, you going to make this unanimous? Or?
Yeah, no, I'm voting for Tingle, but I mean, I can't fault you guys for hating the birds, man. They're awful in Ninja Gaiden, but... Tingle is fucking worse, man. What's wrong with you guys?
He is bad. Next, we have Ashley Anderson, who's, she's kind of the...
Ashley Graham, not Anderson.
What did I call her?
Ashley. I think it's Anderson. I think it's Anderson, actually. I don't know. Somebody look that up. What's Ashley's name in Resident Evil 4?
Yeah. Look that up, and we'll change it if it's wrong. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and change it now. It's Astley Adamson. So, Astley Anderson versus... he might win this, I think. The fucking dog from Duck Hunt. Does that dog have a name?
No, just dog. Fuck you. It's just dog.
It's just dog. I thought his name was Fuck You or something like that. You suck.
Asshole.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and start. Even though Ashley Anderson was a bitch who got in your way in the original, and I've heard from you guys in the remake, she's fixed, but she'd get in the way a lot. And also.
Yeah, I looked it up. It's on Wikipedia. It's Ashley Graham.
It's Ashley Grant.
Graham.
Graham.
Graham. Graham.
Graham.
It's like Step Brothers when they were in that interview with that woman and like Pan. It's not Pan. It's Pam. Pan. All right. What else we got here? Oh.
So I'm gonna go ahead and start this one off, guys. That dog is a fucking dick. He's a little prick. Fuck him, Frank.
Just because I want to be a dick and put it all on Eric, I'm going to say Ashley Graham. She's pretty annoying.
Ashley Graham versus a dog, Eric. You're the tiebreaker.
I'm voting for dog.
Dog. Dog. I hate that fucking dog.
I knew he was going to vote for the dog. That's why I did what I did.
Next, and this one, I think I probably guessed what you guys are going to vote for. Slippy Toad. the annoying and worthless wingman for Star Fox tends to be getting shot a lot and begging for help. And you know how he does that? By flying in front of you. So sometimes you'll accidentally shoot him while he's begging for help. Well, mm-hmm. And then it's your fault for shooting him. Well, no, dickhead. You flew in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Slippy Toad versus Boomer, who is broken. The original SOCOM game, the voice controls do not work for your teammates. Mm-hmm. If you play the single-player game, it is hard to get through it because they will fuck up at all times. Boomer is... I gave it to Boomer as the number one guy. He's the leader of the squad, but the whole squad's fucking broken. They'll shoot the enemies when you're supposed to be like non-aggression mode. They'll walk out into open field or something to get seen. Like, no, what are you doing? I was trying to sneak through there, you prick. Mm. Anyway, so I am going to... Wait a minute, I think I started the last one. Frank, you start this one.
This is a tough choice because both are annoying as fuck, Breakman.
Broken AI versus stupid AI.
I think I'm going to go with...
Well, that's less Boomer's fault. Everything is Slippy's fault, so I'm voting for Slippy.
Yeah, I think I'm going with Slippy too, man. It's really annoying.
Okay, I was going to stick with Boomer, but I understand Slippy moving on. He is a prick. I hate him. I'm not sure what insult to call him, though.
Sucky.
Sucky is good one. Sucky. What's your second thought, Freak 5? I'm eagerly awaiting. He's typing with his toes.
Next, we have Roman Bellic from Grand Theft Auto, who needs friends, and he's decided you are his one and only. You are his BFF, whether you want to be or not, versus the Hammer Brothers, which... they were the hardest enemy in the game. I think we talked about this. When you get past them, you get to them, they're really hard to get past, whereas Bowser himself, you can run and jump on that platform and jump past him real quick. It's kind of hard to do with the Hammer Brothers because there's always two of them.
Yeah.
Bears. Eric, you're starting this one out.
I'm voting for Roman. Sounds really annoying.
I have to agree with you. You know what? I'm going to put Frank on the spot. I agree with you, Roman, and his phone call every 10 minutes. Like, at game time, like, literally, he's calling you, like, every 5 minutes. You're in the middle of a mission, he's calling you. You're out on a date with trying to woo some girl. He's calling you. Like, dude, can you do something else? I'll set you up with anybody, please.
And the game didn't give you a silent option.
No. Mute the fucking calls, for real. Can I block this number? But I tried to call you and they said it was blocked. Huh, I wonder how that happened. Weird. To put Frank on the spot, though, I'm going to say Hammer Brothers.
Now traditional wisdom would say I should pick Roman because he is the worst of these, in my opinion, by a slight margin, because the Hammer Brothers were really... But should I spite Breakman, knowing that he put me on the spot and picked the Hammer Brothers? I can't do it. It's got to be Roman. Roman is the worst, man. It sucks.
I have to agree. Roman shitbag. No, I can't. What are you? How are you shitbag? Roman clown face. Clown face. Is that not good enough? We need a better one. I'll save it for now. People come up with a good one. And this is the last one for the day. The Flood from the first three Halo games. Yeah, the original trilogy. Versus Navi. Look, over here. Look.
Over here. Over here. Over here.
You can't turn her off. You can't get her to stop.
I know. Over here. Over here.
Where's the Flood turn? They changed the game into... What's that?
At least the 3DS version made her not so loud and annoying all the time.
Yeah.
She was one of the worst parts of that. Her in the water dungeon. Like I quit because that water dungeon was just so frustrating.
Yeah.
Least favorite parts of the game, both of those. And the Flood, my least favorite part of the original Halo, because you're fighting like these alien bastards in like a sci-fi shootout, and all of a sudden the zombie spores show up, and you're fighting alien zombies now. Come on, like, does every game have to have zombies in it?
I know.
I am going to go ahead and start to make this interesting. I'm going to say the Flood. Frank?
I'm saying Navi. Navi is worse, man. Over here. Over here every 5 seconds. Over here.
And that puts Eric on the tiebreaker right here.
As annoying as Navi is in Ocarina of Time, I think the Koroks and Tears of the Kingdom are worse. I'm voting for Navi.
Yes.
I should have put those in there thinking of Breath of the Wild. I hate them little bastards. So.
No, I like them. They're kind of cute, man. It's like,
yeah, they are cute, me? But like the ones in Tears of the Kingdom, so many of them are like ones that you basically have to escort over to their friend.
Yeah.
And they're usually a great distance away. Not too far away, but like far enough away that it becomes a challenge at some spots because you might have to end up flying them instead.
Hmm. Wow.
That's so annoying.
Our list is so, like...
And the only reason they can't do it themselves is because they've packed a backpack so unbelievably stuffed that they can't actually move anymore. It's like cartoon comic book stuff.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, my job had a meeting this week. There's an opening... When do they not have a meeting, Freak 5? There's an opening for a sortation lead. The purpose of the meeting was to tell us they were supposed to close the acceptance of applications and choose the person who got the job, but they are keeping it open because they didn't get enough applications for it. Translation, nobody we wanted to promote applied. Yeah. Well, they'll handpick somebody soon, Freak 5. That's what they do. You know, that's what they do. They handpick their candidates to get promoted, and you know that's how it works, dude. That's how it works, man. All right, so
here's the preview for next week. Next week we have the baby shit bag versus Patches. I have to come up with the name for Patches here. Dick Man versus the bird turds. the dog versus Sucky, and a Roman fart blaster versus Navi. And I need to get
the name Navi. Nobody instead of Navi.
Yes, like fart blaster. I like fart blaster.
I like Fart Blaster.
That's the name of this episode, Roman the Fart Blaster.
Navi should be known as Nobody, because, man. Ugh. All right.
And also, the water temple in the 3DS version of Ocarina of Time has been fixed, because, like, the game very clearly color codes the water level switches.
Yeah. All right.
So it's easier to know where to go.
Yeah,
and it was such a pain. But another pain was you had to carry that dude around with you too.
Yeah.
What dude?
I don't know. Some fish guy you had to carry.
Oh, that's a girl, by the way. And that was in the third dungeon when you're a kid. That's not the water temple.
Oh, it's not the water temple. Okay.
Freak 5 says, I don't blame them. One of the guys who applied didn't like the section he was supposed to work one day, so when he went to lunch, he said, I got a call, I need to leave, and left for the day.
And never came back.
And never came back. I'm going to play the free-for-all song again, because we got time to actually do a proper free-for-all. It's a free-for-all! Okay, Eric brought this topic to me a couple weeks back, and I think it's worth going over, and if we have time, we'll get into what we were talking earlier about, you know, capitalism and all that stuff, but this is a fun topic to talk about, and I'm curious what you guys think, and the question is reviewing a game without finishing it legitimate? And I'll start with you, Breakman. Do you think that you can do a proper review without finishing a video game?
I guess it really depends on the game.
I'm talking about a game that has a beginning, middle, and end. You know what I mean?
WoW. Like,
yeah, that
be like hundreds
right.
of hours.
That doesn't count. Yeah, that game.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
as far as I'm concerned, MMOs like WoW or like live service games.
Yeah, you can't really count those type of games, like the ongoing, you know, MMORPGs, okay. stuff like that.
Well,
you know?
Let me say something like more like Breath of the Wild versus something okay. like Pac-Man.
That's a perfect example.
Really easy, and you know what it is after like 10 minutes.
Yes, yes.
Versus Breath of the Wild, where it's like you play that for hours and you're constantly experiencing new things.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, I don't know, it really depends on the game for me. If you can do I think an open world game is going to be harder to review like that.
But so,
I agree with you, but you can finish an open world game if you just go through the main story.
I'm going to say, though, but say if there's, like, for instance, San Andreas. Like, I couldn't beat San Andreas because there were a couple levels that were just too impossible for me.
Yeah.
Well, I should say there was one level that was just too impossible for me. That was the learning to fly thing because
that's really hard.
Over again and over again and over again. And I hear fucking James Woods' voice in my head just repeating that same goddamn thing. Anyway, but I think I could still give an accurate review of the game. Because I played like 100 hours of that game before I got up to that point.
Yeah, I think
so,
open...
You know, I didn't beat it. I still think I could probably do an accurate review.
But how can you do that, Breakman? This is the issue that I have with people reviewing games that don't finish it. Like, mm-hmm. I look at it from a linear perspective, even in an open world game, right? If you're not finishing the main quest, how can you give that game a proper review? If you don't, let's say it was a great game, but it had a horrible ending, right? I mean, of course that's going to affect one's view of the game, right? It might not make it drop dramatically, but that would definitely take a perfect 10 game and drop it to at least a 9 or an 8, right? Like, if you, like, for instance, like Mass Effect 3, right? Widely critically acclaimed, but the ending, everybody fucking hated, right? So, can you honestly give a review? Let's say you got up to the...
It depends on what you're playing. Like, Mass Effect is a heavily narrative-driven game, whereas some people play GTA just to fuck around.
Yeah, I know, and most people, that's how most people play GTA. Yeah, that's how I did.
Most people don't finish GTA's main story, and they still love GTA, and they can still get pretty good reviews of it.
I agree, but I just don't think that your review can be counted on as legit because of what I said, Brake. Like,
I wouldn't trust my review either. But
I wouldn't trust you in general, but, you know, it's like, no, I'm kidding. But no, it just, I just.
Give me your hand. I won't let you fall. Yeah, I heard that one before.
I have a problem with people reviewing games that don't finish it. Like, if it's an open game that, like, for instance, you mentioned Pac-Man, right? You know within 10 minutes what Pac-Man is, right? You run through a few of the mazes, you get the gist of it, and it's good to go. And is there really an end to Pac-Man on the arcade? Is there an actual end?
The cutscenes just start repeating.
Yeah, they start repeating. So in that case, it's a game like Tetris, right? Like Tetris, Pac-Man.
Technically, Tetris does have an ending that you launch the rocket ship.
It does. But what I'm saying is, like, in an example like that, where the mechanic is the game, a la Tetris or Pac-Man or some of the old school games like Galaga, you know, stuff like that. I mean, give the review of the mechanic, right? But if it's a narrative driven game that, you know, you really need to know the ending. Like, I'll give you another example. Diablo 4 is apparently a ton of fun multiplayer, right? Mm-hmm. So, okay, that's great. Play multiplayer online with people and you know, do your adventures or whatever. But like, if you don't finish the main quest, how can you seriously review that game? You know, how can you give an honest review if you don't even know what the ending is? You know,
I disagree.
I know you disagree, Eric, but I mean, think about it, dude. You don't beat a game and you're going to give an honest review of a game? I know what Jim Sterling said.
I'm pretty sure it's possible.
I don't think it's possible.
Give you another example.
Here's my experience from playing games. Okay. I played games for many, many years.
Of course.
And I also have experience as a reviewer, so maybe it's just a side effect of me being a reviewer. But I've played enough of a game to learn its mechanics and its gameplay loop to be able to judge it based on that, and even the narrative, if I put a sufficient number of hours into it.
No, but, Eric, but, if you but don't...
I don't think finishing is important, because very rarely has it ever been the case, in fact, almost never, in fact, probably never, that the ending of a game doesn't completely sour my experience if it ends up being bad, or
okay.
I don't think, or just the opposite. I don't think, like, a really good, strong ending is going to suddenly change my opinion of the game.
Here's why you're wrong, Eric. Okay, you just said it. I'm being honest here, Eric. I think it should bias your opinion one way or another, an ending of a game. If you have one hell of an ending, but the game was average up to that point, that at least puts it a little bit higher in a tier.
Yeah, if you care more about a numerical score, yeah.
No,
I've already given my opinion on what I think about numerical scores.
Yeah, and I completely disagree with you.
I don't know if you saw Stephanie Strong's video on the controversy she was getting from the Zelda rabid fan base that was angry at them giving it a 7, or Tears of the Kingdom a 7 out of 10, just like Breath of the Wild. And despite all the fact that all their criticisms are valid and it does affect their review score, even if they hadn't finished the game up to that point.
Well, I disagree so far, but I can't give an honest opinion until I finish fucking Breath of the Wild. You know, I don't agree with Stephanie Sterling's take on Breath of the Wild so far. I think it's a fabulous game. I think it's an upper-tiered, master-class fucking video game. I don't think that there are very many games as creative and as inventive and as adventurous and as well thought out as fucking Breath of the Wild. I can't fathom that somebody doesn't think of that game in a higher tier of video games. The only thing I could think of is like technical issues, like frame rate and draw distance.
I think the cutscenes in Breath of the Wild are one of the weaker things.
I do too. I think they're weak.
Even the ending, I don't think is strong at all.
Like, well, okay. I haven't.
I mean, on a personal level, I don't care. I don't care with their assessment for giving it a lower score. But like, it's like for all the problems and criticisms that are both legitimate in both of those games that would bring it down for other people, they're not enough for me to bring it down personally.
Well, that's a shame.
The infinite potential of
that's a shame because you're doing the writers of that game a huge disservice, Eric. You're doing the writers a huge disservice. If you don't take it as a whole, like from beginning to end, and you're leaving out a major component of the writing, I honestly think that's a shame. Because,
well, if you've seen good writing up to the point you played, couldn't you review it based on that?
No, because of an example I just gave you. There was good writing in Mass Effect 3 up until the end.
I think the bigger problem I have is the mentality you have is being used as an excuse to force reviewers to review a game to completion when they may not have the time to do so.
If they don't have the time, that's your fault. You just said it, Eric. Like, I just don't have the time. I'm not being critical of you. I understand. Like, you've got so many things to review, but that's more of a symptom of just not having the time. Not you know, I mean, it's unfair to the video game is what I'm saying, and to the writer. You know, that's the writers of that game. I think these people pour in hours and hours and hours and weeks and months and so in some cases years of their time into a well-crafted or maybe not so well-crafted narrative for you to dismiss the ending. It's like, okay, can you take any book and review it without reviewing the ending of that book? Of course not. So why would you do that with a video game?
Back when I was writing reviews for Game Tactics,
uh-huh.
I played a game about that was a beat 'em up about orcs. It was the most mundane shit ever. It didn't even really have a story. I didn't want to suffer through it to the end to give my review, but Billy O'K convinced me to do it.
Okay, well.
And I wish I hadn't.
Okay, well, there are exceptions to those rules. You know what I mean? So, I'm not saying every game you should take it like that and just play it to fruition. You know, that's not what I'm telling you. By the way, everybody in the chat is exiled,
really,
including Breakman.
Story anyway.
Son of a bitch.
So,
I mean, there are certain games like that, Eric, like, there. Let me look at my stuff here and I'll tell you a game that I didn't care to play to fruition. Maneater. I had a ton of fun with Maneater, but I'm like, I don't know. It just, like you said, it gets a little mundane and it becomes like, you know, just eat everything you can and you know, do I care to see the ending of that game? If I cared enough, I would have watched it on YouTube, but I don't care enough to watch it on YouTube. At the very least, you should at least see the ending on YouTube. You know, so that way you can, I mean, since you play the game so extensively and you don't want to take it to fruition, just watch the ending. See if it affects the way that you think about the game. You know, maybe the narrative is one of the weaker things, and that's how you can get a clear and concise component to that game. I mean, it doesn't happen with every fucking game, but there are certain games that you're just like, I kind of want to see this through. It's like, have you guys ever watched a series that wasn't very good? I mean, I'll give you an example. I think Walking Dead sucks, right? But I saw it all the way to the end because I had watched 7, 8, 9 seasons of the most, you know, stupid writing I think I could ever find in a TV series, and I gutted it out till the end. And my opinion got even worse at the end because it had a terrible ending. So, you know, it's like...
They really did butcher the ending.
Yeah, they fucked it all up. The writing was terrible. There were a couple of good... I mean, the first season was great. Second season, pretty good. I think the sixth season was interesting. And there were a couple...
If you're playing a narrative-focused game, then
I think it's important. But, like... Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom aren't really narrative focused. That's just a part of the game.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, we disagree. But what were you saying, Blake, about Walking Dead?
They messed up the pacing for one thing. Yes. They messed up the narrative. I can understand some of the choices of who the characters they had live and stuff like that, but they had characters make really dumb, obviously dumb decisions, you know, that didn't happen in the comics. And it happened in the show, and it's like, well, why did they do that? That's not good. They could have done better. And then other times they would nail it, and they'd be perfect episodes, like Carol and Tyrese in the woods with the two girls episode.
Yeah.
Stare at the flowers, Lily. Stare at the flowers.
Yeah.
Look at flowers. They'd have brilliance, and then they'd screw it up with stupid shit like that. Like you said, that last season was just... They butchered that last season.
Yeah, and what I don't get is the mainstream media gives it like 90% for what? I mean, you're at this point, you're just propping up a series that is a literal fucking zombie series. You know, it's like, I'm so happy that they ended that series and now they got these other ones going on. And I'm like, if it continues with the same writers, I don't want any fucking part of it because those writers fucked it up. Angela Kang was not great. I don't care what anybody says.
Writers don't deserve second chances. I guess.
No,
I will say like the, what's his name? Why can't I think of his name right now? The costume effects were always amazing.
Nicotero, yeah, no question.
Nicotero. Every single episode, the zombies look fucking amazing.
Well, he did great. He does great in almost anything, like Creepshow. I mean, if you watch Creepshow, Creepshow's a great series, dude. I mean, he does all the special effects for that. I mean, he's a
great... By the way, Frick, I'm not trying to say that we shouldn't have to worry about finishing games. I think it's important and we should encourage it, but I don't think it's necessary.
Well, I disagree. I mean, I mean there are certain games like you said, Eric, that why should you finish a game if you're having such a miserable time? It's Breakman's argument with the book. If halfway through the book you think the book sucks, then put it down and read something else. You know, it's like, it's the same thing with video games. I have a list of video games here, but The Life of a Reviewer says, I mean, if you get code and you're expected to review that game, I mean, I guess you could get by for the most part if you know the mechanics and you know the way things are going. But my advice, watch the ending on YouTube and then form your opinion. You know, I mean,
I have another example. Wild Arms, the original. I was not enjoying the game up until I got to a point where there was a narrative twist where I'm just like, you know what? I'm not enjoying this game. I'm just done. I'm going to go play something else.
Yeah, I mean, if something pisses you off, I mean, you are a free American, do what you want, you know, but for me, like, I give a game every bit of chance. Like I'll play a game all the way to the end if it's pretty shitty. I mean, it has to be really, really bad for me not to, like, want to get to the end of that game. I'm trying to look at my collection here. I mean, I have nothing but great games here for the most part, you know, but, like... Or the game is just too hard. I'll give you an example, like Outlast, Gazoon. I know. Outlast is a great game that I could never finish because A, it was too heart pounding for me, and for two, for three, or two, I should say. it's really difficult. It's a difficult game for me to play. It's like amnesia. Like I can't, if I don't have a way of defending myself in a game, then it makes that game all the much harder. Like the running thing, like I mean, I'm just not good at it. There's certain games I'm not good at, and that's one of them. But I like it, and I like watching people play it. I mean, Resident Evil is another one of those type of games. I did beat Resident Evil Village, but those games are really difficult for me to beat. You know, I mean, they're just, it's that way. But I'm glad I beat it, because then I could give you guys a good all the way through, you know, grade on its narrative and gameplay and mechanics and everything else. You know. And I think writing in video games is becoming increasingly more of a thing to be critical of or not critical of. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of think you do a game a disservice, a slight disservice. I'm not saying that your review is shit, because I've read your reviews, Eric, and they're great. You know, I've heard your audio reviews. I lean on Eric quite a bit with games. Like if there's something that I'm interested in, then Eric is kind of a source that I trust. You know, it's like I trust you to give me the info on this game. So no, I'm not shitting on you as a reviewer at all, Eric. I think you're great, but I think you you may have a different opinion if the ending lands or it doesn't, you know, that's all. So how can you know unless you see that ending, you know? The mechanics, I agree with you wholeheartedly. How many games that are like Breath of the Wild where three-quarters of the way into the game you're still learning some different things? Like, there are crazy things. I was watching videos, Breakman, on Breath of the Wild. You could parry a bomb. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, you could literally like put a bomb in front of you and hit the L button to detonate and parry a bomb. It's crazy. I was watching the videos online. I was like, man, that I would have wished I would have known that, because you know I could have been doing that to Linnell's or you know, I mean it's very useful technique, hard to learn obviously, but there's some advanced techniques in Breath of the Wild that I'm just like in awe of. You know, I'm like, holy shit, that's awesome. When I first ran into a Hinox, I got my ass handed to me. I was like, what the fuck? But then I just tried different things. You know, the first Hinox I beat, I was on top of a mountain. I just kept throwing bomb after bomb. I mean, it took me a long time, but fuck if that wasn't a great effective way of getting rid of that Hinox, right? Later on, I get some better weapons and I'm like, oh shit, my stamina bar is really, really high. I wonder if I sneak up on a Hinox and, you know, hit him this way, if that would take down most of his health. And sure enough, I mean, it fucking worked. There are so many solutions. It's such a great game because there are different ways in the shrines. There are different ways out in the wild to take care of stuff. You know, it's just great, you know. And then when I got the chance to get those different masks for those different enemies, that made things a lot easier too, man. It's fucking awesome. It's a great game. Internet porn is great, by the way.
Doesn't fool the line out very long.
What's that?
I said it doesn't fool the line out very long.
Yeah.
There's so many other better ways that handle Lynels in the sequel that it's a kind of a joke, because like you can use puff shrooms to make them not be able to see you and get around.
Yeah.
Them and do
yeah, yeah. I saw that.
That way, or you could use dazzle fruits.
Yeah, you know what I saw? I did see a video. And it's called What the Fuck Gaming, this channel. It's a great channel if you're into Breath of the Wild. But there's a way of beating Lynels, obviously by parrying and stuff like that, and mounting them and then, you know, jumping up and shooting them with your arrows. But you can actually use stasis on a Lynel. I've never knew that. You can use stasis on a lot of things.
It only gives you like a fraction.
That's one of my key tricks of every enemy, if you use a stasis.
Yeah, I didn't even know that until just recently.
The other thing you can use is magnesis.
I switched between stasis and magnet most of the game when I was playing, because I'm looking for treasure chests.
Yeah.
And stasis, because I used it on about every enemy I fought.
Yeah, stasis works really well. You know what stasis works really well on? Those fucking rock enemies that walk around and you have to pick them up and throw them, but you can't pick up the cold ones because they'll freeze you.
I think you can use fire arrows to get rid of their cold parts.
Yeah. I was going to ask you guys a question specifically about the big stone creatures that are like that, but they're big. How do you beat those things?
You got to break a rock on their back.
Yeah.
You got a what?
There's a rock, a stone on the back. You know this when you go mining, you see those stones on the cliffs.
Yeah, yeah,
on
yeah,
their
yeah.
back or on their like on their rear.
Yeah, there's one on their back, so you got to break that. You got to hit it several times.
So you just go around.
The best ways I found is once you to stun it with grenades. Like it, when it's you knock up both of his arms with bombs. I said grenades. it'll be stunned, and you can run up and get on it real quick.
Uh huh.
And it'll try. It'll obviously it'll go down and get its arms back, get new arms. But while it's stunned, you can get on there, you know, climb up its back, and
spin the wind.
Spin it. Yep.
I was about to say, use a two-handed weapon and spin.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, because I was like, these things are invulnerable. I don't know what the fuck to do with these things.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
like,
the only way you can hurt them.
Especially the ones that are like, you can get in the Grun village, the two-handed swords. Those are designed for destroying rocks.
So you just go up to them, throw a bomb at their arms or a bomb arrow at their arms, and that'll decap.
It's not going to be that easy because they're going to be attacking you. But,
well, I know.
That's
but...
one way. Another way is if you can... get behind them and use bomb arrows on that stone.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Or you could just climb them after you run past your legs or whatever.
Yeah, those and the Lynels are the only thing I'm having a problem with at the moment. I figured out the Guardians, like, with my shield. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to try.
Well, once
like,
you get it, you won't have a problem with them ever again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm
And the Igneous Talus stones need to be hit with an ice arrow before you can climb on them.
The what?
The Igneous Stone Taloses.
Okay. I don't
know
what
that annoying me is the undead...
They're like one-hit kills. You just gotta hit their head.
No, the undead Helnox?
Helnox?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because their eye pops out and you have to attack the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their eye's got a separate HP bar and it's actually kind of lengthy.
Yeah. I saw a video of that. I haven't run into that. I think the first one of that is in the Hyrule Castle, but you know, I'm not having a hard time with Hinox at all, man.
The skeletal Hinoxes are called Stalinoxes.
Yeah, Skelnox. I don't have a problem with that at all. You know,
Did you ride an undead horse yet?
An undead horse? No.
Yeah, skeleton horse. I love those.
I haven't seen an undead horse yet.
There's the skeleton one. There's a giant horse too. That one's pretty cool.
I don't know where the giant horse. I'm looking for that one for a specific quest, but you know, it just depends on your stamina. And I gotta make some more stamina.
I was gonna say potions. You'll need stamina potions because even with maximum stamina, it's not enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been attacking it pretty good, man. I'm not gonna do the thing where I just, because I've already been around the entire map and some of these shrines, except for like Hyrule Castle and the volcano. I don't have anything to go to the volcano yet, but like armor wise. But I finally got my shockproof mask thing from Gerudo Town, so I'm like, man, that's making the game much funner. I just wish there was something to get up.
When it comes to Death Mountain and Breath of the Wild, you're pretty much going to be set on fire. So you need flameproof elixir, and then you need to hotfoot the Corn City so you can buy the armor, fireproof armor.
Yeah,
so you don't have to worry about potions anymore.
I need to find that
Castle,
armor.
Also, I suggest sneaking in, going into the dungeon, like it's a water cavern.
Well, you can go to the back, and you can go to the back and sneak. I snuck in, but I freaked out, man, because there was a cutscene. As soon as I landed on that island, there was a cutscene. I'm like, oh my god, I hope I didn't trigger endgame, because I am not ready yet. I don't have my full complement of hearts.
Endgame's in the third floor balcony.
Okay, good.
There'll be two major boss fights with, I think they're both Lynels, too, before that.
Oh, great.
But,
I can't even beat a regular Lynel.
You can skip them, but why skip them when you can kill them?
Yeah, I want all the loot, man. I want all the good stuff. So, yeah, I gotta get better at beating Lynels first before I even think about going to that castle. And I gotta go to volcano.
There's a weird tier in Breath of the Wild that doesn't exist in Tears of the Kingdom, and that's the gold Lynels. When the difference between gold and silver is, I think gold has an extra chance to drop weapons with buffs attached to them, or maybe some rubies in addition to whatever they drop normally.
Yeah. I don't know, but they drop a shitload of good stuff. I did see that in videos. I'm like, damn, I need to be beating these things.
Every once in a while, they'll drop Stardust.
Oh, yeah, like those star fragments, yeah.
Star fragments, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, those are cool, and they're worth a lot. I don't know what you use them for other than sell them.
Use them for upgrades. Do not sell those.
No, yeah. I don't sell them. I haven't sold anything. So.
Like, I think
like, scared me for a minute. No, don't sell anything until you've upgraded your stuff.
The classic costume armor needs those for certain upgrades. I think like the Tunic of Twilight set specifically uses that stuff.
Yeah, I don't have any of the advanced armor yet. Like, the only thing I got that was seemed kind of advanced is that shockproof hat. But
I just use the stealth armor for most of the game. There's a stealth armor climb.
I've yet to get any stealth armor.
You don't have the stealth armor?
No.
I thought they sold the stealth set at Kakariko Village after a
Cyclist. Yeah, I think so.
Really? Well, I didn't buy anything either. I didn't have...
Or that bigger town.
I've been spending my money on, like, arrows, man. Arrows seem to be, like, the most important thing to get, like arrows. So I buy all the bomb arrows, I buy all the shock arrows. Any arrows I see, I get, because, like, you know, they seem to be, you know, the thing. All right, let's wrap it up here, guys. What's that?
I said 100%. You're correct, sir. The arrows are like gold in that game.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, and then once I found out that you could use like stop motion time with arrows when you're in the air, I was like, holy shit, this is the greatest thing ever. And then I'm like fucking John Wick with that shit, man. Like with a full stamina bar, I'll jump into a Bokoblin or Moblin pit and just arrow everybody as much as I can and then run.
That's like, what's so amazing about that game is you can learn completely new things about it and new ways of playing it, and yeah, you know, without learning that stuff you were still having fun without knowing several things.
Oh, right? Shit, dude, I mean, I'm such a novice at that game, man. Like I mean, I was watching somebody beat some of the puzzles in Breath of the Wild and I'm like, oh shit, I didn't even think about that. I was making it way too hard, you know. This is much easier.
I did that a lot too, actually. Yeah, I was overcomplicating them.
I mean, there's this one where, it's like a tilt puzzle, like in Resident Evil Village. You know how you get those balls to get rolling one way, and you have to kind of go through a maze, and then you get
sort of like those old rolling ball mazes, wood things.
I saw one where this chick like flipped it over, let the ball just go, you know, go away, and then turn it around and then over, and it you know, when it gave you a new ball, it like led it perfectly to where all you had to do was tilt it and then tilt it up at the last second. It was like amazing. I was like, Jesus Christ, I would be sitting there trying to navigate this little ball through the whole thing, you know, twisting my controller like a dumbass, you know, when all I had to do was flip it over and then flip it back, and then
there's this shrine that you can like basically make ice platforms off the walls of the waterfall, and you just skip the majority of the labyrinth that you normally have to go through.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, and that's it. Yeah. Sorry, all right. I'm unsuspended. Oh, by the way, what the fuck, Twitter? You suspended me last Friday for 5 days. Why was I just renewed today?
I know. Maybe they don't work on the weekends.
That's not math that I'm aware of. I'm not familiar with this 5-day week.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Eric, your plugs.
Or you let off early for good behavior or something.
No, I'm saying they punished me 2 extra days.
Mm. That sucks, man.
It's like they didn't count the weekend or something. Like, no, this doesn't...
Yeah, we're not working on those days, so you don't get to use those
right. Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right. Eric?
You can find my written reviews on BostonBastardGrade.com, or you can go to my audio reviews on the feed. And if you like either of those things and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon. It'll help me continue to do the stuff and provide more content for the show, and that would be appreciated. Just even $1 a month would help.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches, and you can follow me on any of the platforms, RP Grinders. I'm mostly on PlayStation, although I have been on playing Breath of the Wild ad nauseum right now, so There you go. Next week we'll finish up the tourney, I think, and that way we can have 1 week of pure free-for-all, which I believe we'll be talking about capitalism in general and some other stuff like that. So there you go. I'm going to plug Bernie's Only Plan. She finishes Frank. Freak 5 says, how dare you? And how dare you, Break Man? Don't encourage that behavior, son of a bitch. All right, you guys have anything else before we get out of here?
I think I won today. Yay!
If you're living in the northeast of America, stay safe because the air quality is garbage right now.
Oh, man, it was like that. It was like that in Denver, like, what, a week ago, man. It was awful. But all right, Break, anything else?
I'm sure I'll think of something, but not right now.
All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Later, everybody.